Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Heather.
Heather, you need to speak into the mic.
You're gonna be disciplined this whole time now. This is what he does to me when I first started recording with him.
Recording. You know, I had the seat so you could face her. Now you're facing her without the mic. Talking in the mic. It's a simple request. You know, you just speak into the mic. Actually, we added Heather. Heather appeared on our last the final podcast of our first season.
Finale.
And it was okay. I mean, people seemed to like her. So we decided, hey, she's a big fan of Dancing with the Stars.
She's a bigger fan than I am.
I'm a likable fan of that.
You got to speak into the mic.
I am speaking into the mic.
She's only fan of good-looking guys.
Well, that's kind
of... And then some of your favorite... Not pro dancers. What would they be called? Celebrity dancers. We're using quotation marks.
Quote, unquote.
People can't hear your quotation marks.
They can hear it. No. They know I'm being sarcastic. So quotation marks.
That's what I love. Anyway, so we're trying this out. We're going to... No coughing.
Sorry.
Coughing's not allowed. So we're going to do a little special preview of Dancing with the Stars. Cindy and Heather went to see the Val.
Yeah, and was it end of July we went? When did we go, though?
We're not talking about it yet. They're going to talk about their experience of seeing Val and Max and their crew dancing with the stars, I guess.
It wasn't Dancing with the Stars.
No, it was Val and Max on tour. Brothers.
They're just two brothers dancing.
for change. He threw coins up there, right?
No.
If you like what we're doing, throw coins up. Hey. Anyway, but before we go on.
Yes.
Do you guys like geeky goodness? Do you guys like getting stuff in the mail that just
is exciting? Absolutely.
I know you like getting stuff in the mail because you buy stuff all the time. But we're teamed with LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/JayandJack. You can get $45 worth of geeky goodness for just $20 a month. Doesn't that sound like a bargain, Heather?
It does.
Wow, that's unconvincing. Anyway, should put your air quotation marks up. But no, you can go to lootcrate.com, and I unfortunately don't know what this month's special is. I haven't read the sheet yet. I've been a little out of podcasts.
You're very unprofessional.
I am very unprofessional. And also, if you'd like to help this show, you can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or you go to jayandjack.com, and there's a little button there that says, become a patron, and all the stuff that's included when you become a patron to help the show. All right, anyway, so do you guys want to start with your experience you guys had in Durham?
Well, we were kind of
Yes or no? Do you want to start with it?
Gosh.
It's a simple question. No.
What's the point?
Do you want to start with that?
Chill out.
So, anyway, we were on the way there, driving there. We were a little apprehensive. We're like, what's it going to be like? What's it going to show? What's it going to have? You know, what can I do?
We were
afraid. Be very afraid.
No, because you've been to, like, concerts, like, musician concerts, when they, like, have full, it's only, like, 3 hours.
Right.
They sing and dance or whatever.
Right.
But you're
right.
Kind of, how do you entertain someone for almost 2 hours just by dancing?
Right.
So that's actually pretty good.
You take off your shirt.
Which they did. But I got the tickets very last minute. I think maybe a week or so before. I think it was the end of July, whatever it was. Or maybe it was the middle of July. I don't know, whenever it was. And, we were way up in the orchestra because that was it. We were, I think, the only ones in that row.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Right. Though. So it's kind of bummed, but it was really nice.
You're the only ones there?
In that row?
In that row.
We were in the boonies.
It was the last row that you could get tickets at. So we get there. We're very excited. We're, you know, all excited about going. We're seeing it all. And I think we were both very surprised by how great the show was.
It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. They talked about
their life and
how they became
dancers.
Famous dancer, I guess you can say.
Right.
And it was really, I really enjoyed it. I was quite surprised at how awesome it really was.
Yeah, it talked about how Max, at a young age, you know, to make money for the family, his father said, you know, why don't you do dance lessons? And they talked about that and how he did dance lessons for older people. I think that was a part of it. There was a beginning where they showed, you know, before they came to America, how his dad would write a quote on the wall so they would be able to
learn English.
Was it had a dream to take him there?
No, but it was all about dreams.
Basically,
they're coming to America.
they're Ukrainian, so that's like the dad wanted to move to America to get a better life. I mean, and they like my mom said, they would put quotes every day on the wall. I think it was like believe in yourself and just very like inspirational quotes. But that's how they learned how to speak English, by seeing those quotes.
Right. And they weren't even, I don't think they were spelled right.
But still, that's how they learned how to speak. It was really cool.
And then they saw, I guess how it first started was they saw like an advertisement on, they were walking one night and they saw you know, doing dance lessons for 4-year-olds, and that's how Max started. Like, what is he? And Val's 8 years younger, right? Yeah. Is that what they're saying? And then they talked just kind of that. And the coolest thing of the whole story, which I didn't know, I think you knew, was the 2001 when he won national or world champion dance, Val and his partner.
Yeah.
And it was right after 9/11. And then how proud Val was for winning that. And, you know,
because they identify as Americans.
They identify as Americans. And they just thought it was so cool that, you know, that they won the world and the whole thing that went with that. And then it talked a lot about how Max made a lot of sacrifices. You're only listening, Jack. How Max made a lot of sacrifices.
All that.
You're speaking. I've already heard the story.
Okay, but how
I've already been here. Okay. I've already
lived here. And then.
See, nobody knew that I wasn't listening. So
well, you're not commenting.
You mean all right.
Yes. And then they talked about how Max, pretty much because he was one of the breadwinners, because he was 8 years older than Val, how he didn't get to go like to a high school prom and didn't get to do some of the things that...
That was the best part of the whole thing. They recreated his prom. And
yes.
They brought this older lady on.
Very prudish lady. Would you say very reserved?
Very reserved. Is only onto the stage. And they basically gave her... Max gave her a lap dance.
Yes.
And...
she didn't know what to do with it.
She was so confused.
Yes, she was.
But it was probably the best part, so it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was a lot of fun. And we ended up just going, wow, that went by fast. It was about almost 2 hours. And
yeah.
They had intermission. And they had a lot of great dancers on there. And it was basically their whole life from the beginning to Max proposing and having a baby with PETA. So
yeah.
It was really, it was a cool show.
Has she had the baby yet?
No.
I think it's December, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
She's only a couple months, but she looks amazing.
Yeah,
of course
she does. And then, of course, at the end, I'm saying, Heather, we're going to have a long line in traffic. The bus is right there. Let's wait out here and see if we can
Let's
get autographs.
Them.
Let's stalk them.
Let's stalk them.
Autographs and pictures. And there was already some people sitting there.
Now I'm paying attention.
Okay. There's already some people sitting there. And she's like, no. I go, we're going to be sitting in traffic. No. Guess what? We sat in traffic for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was almost an hour.
Yeah. And also, you had to wait in line to get on the elevator. And she made me climb 10 flights of stairs.
It was only 7.
Oh, my God. It felt like 20.
it was fine.
I thought it was at least 8 or 9.
It was good exercise for her.
Yeah, whatever.
There was a long line for a ride to the elevator.
Right.
It was fast.
You were right. We
needed
to walk. But I thought, I had to stop at one point and catch my breath.
There were
stairs. And then
she
thinks she's running. She's running up the stairs. Like, it's hilarious.
And
then
back
down. Running up, running back down. You know, she could just, you know, yeah, you are 29 years younger than me, so you should be able to run up and back down. But anyway.
Kind of like when we were in England and we on that small elevator.
Yes, the two of you.
Death elevator.
And then... And Kate, Heather and I, we ran down and pitched every button on the way down. We didn't realize you had someone else in the elevator with you. And she wasn't happy.
No, she wasn't.
We came back. What took you guys so long?
Kayla got so frustrated that you guys had pushed every floor. She sat on the floor in the elevator.
Because the elevator is like about 4 by 4 feet.
It was a death elevator.
Yeah. You couldn't even fit 4 people in there.
The numbers would get all scrabbly.
Yeah.
So this lady was not happy.
No.
With,
anyway.
But I thought it was funny.
Damn Americans.
But if that opportunity ever comes again in your city and you get to see this... Dancing with Stars, you know, Val and Max. I wouldn't pay $200 or $300 for a ticket, but I think I paid like $60-something. And I think it was well worth it.
No discount for being a part of a famous podcast team of Dancing with
discount.
The Stars. And
no.
Couldn't you say, hey, I do a podcast with Dancing with the Stars?
But anyway, it was worth every penny, and especially being with my daughter, that even made it better. So.
Aww. I apologize for the sound ahead of time because I've been
learning
tweaking.
How to do all this
tweaking
stuff.
With stuff and doing different things. So I know it doesn't sound 100%, but I finally figured out how to do 3 mics. I remember last time we were only on 2 mics, and I'm doing this on my own because nobody will help me.
Poor little fella.
That's okay. But I'm learning the mixer, doing stuff. So hopefully by next week, because Dance with Stars starts Monday, right?
Monday.
A week from, Monday.
Monday, September.
And
12th.
So.
Right? Yeah.
We're going to record Monday, Wednesdays, because they have a.
In the fall, they do differently than they do in the spring, but they're doing Monday's the show, Tuesday's results.
So we'll record on Wednesday, and it'll be up sometime Wednesday, whatever
Wednesday.
Colleen has a chance to put it up. All right, so overall, you enjoyed the show, you recommended it, and
absolutely.
At the right price.
Especially if you're going to go with someone that, you know, is enjoying it, or if it's with your daughter, or your granddaughter, or your aunt, or, you know, your mom, or your best friend, or
your husband, maybe,
or
who might enjoy
husband,
it.
He might. There wasn't a lot of guys.
Brother.
There were some guys.
There were some older men.
That probably got dragged into it.
Yeah, that probably got. That, not any. I don't remember seeing any young guys. It was mostly older men with their wives.
Yeah, they got dragged into it.
They got dragged into it.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, but it was great entertainment because we were both going, what are they going to do? You know, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. So it was great.
I know.
So
it was a good
experience.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
All right, so we're going to recap and talk about this upcoming season.
Okay.
We'll start. We'll go down the line. You guys can give us your thoughts because I don't know who a lot of these stars are.
I don't know either, so it's kind of hard.
So it's going to have to be up to Heather, the younger person here, to tell us exactly who all these stars are. But we're starting with the first one. We have Lori Hernandez and Val working together. So,
yay!
So she was the
gymnastics
in the Olympics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's only 16, right?
Team
yeah,
USA.
Very cute. That's gonna be a good little number.
So you think she's got the gymnastics in her? So she thinks she'll be the good. She'll
be
a good dancer.
She has athletic ability, yeah. Which I think you really need the stamina to be able to handle the full.
Plus, the Olympics just ended, so she's got to be in shape.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like the Olympics
ended. The shape part's got to be difficult, I think. It's just a lot of work to get everything.
But they do kind of dance. I mean, it's kind of like
the open floor thing where they...
But still, they do have some element of dance.
So you can see her going... You think she can win it?
I don't know, because it's so hard to tell who can win it.
Well, that's why we're doing this podcast. You got to tell us you
think
she can win.
I think she has a good chance of winning.
I think top five, because don't you... Every gymnastic person that's done it has always been at least a top five.
Really?
Right?
So now the pressure's on.
Yeah.
Now the pressure's on.
Right? Because
but Val's a good person too.
Yeah, he's a great.
They're both small.
He's competitive, so she's got that competitive spirit. So I think they're going to work well, blend well together, personality wise, and everything. Usually, someone like that would usually go with Mark, but Mark's not on the show this year because he is doing Jersey Boys in New York.
Jersey Boys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read about that.
Oh, some fan you are. I knew that.
Yeah, I just read about it. He wrote a letter to his fans, and he basically said he's going to New York for a year. He just moved there, and that's why he's not on the season. So he is doing Jersey Boys.
He's going where the lights are bright on Broadway.
Anyway.
Broadway.
So he's doing Jersey Boys for a year.
So we think she's going to be at least top five.
Top five.
So she's not top five, she's a failure.
No.
So any gold medal she won in the Olympics, she has to give back.
Never.
No.
Is that how it works?
No. There's the next one.
All right, next up is Mary Lou Henner and Derek Hough. Now, Mary Lou Henner might have trouble remembering the dance steps.
Yeah. Derek, though. No, she's supposed to have a great memory.
Yeah, that's what
Derek, though.
She
wasn't supposed to be available. This season.
Really? What was he doing?
Because he was going to be doing, he was cast on Singing in the Rain, but unfortunately
there's been a drought.
There's been some technical issues, so he's not able.
So it was Singing in the Sand.
So
it's
been postponed, so that's why he's available this season.
I
read about all this stuff.
So
I don't know why I'm bored one day.
Better for, well, he was he on last season? He was on.
No,
he was not on last season.
No. He was preparing himself for Singing in the Rain that was supposed to be starting, but there was some stuff, so he will be back, and that's why he's back this year. But usually he's not, usually with someone. She's my age, isn't she?
Mary Lou
like
Henner?
56, 57?
I think she's in her 60s, I want to say.
She's
64.
I've never
she's
seen 60, him, Derek, with
she's 64.
Someone in that age range. He was always with somebody like maybe 30 and below, right? Am I right on that?
Usually, but maybe since he hasn't been on in a while, so they kind of like stuck him with someone else, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, she's 64, but she looks like she's in pretty good shape.
She has
fantastic memory. I mean, it's an incredible...
Yeah, she talks about it all the time in her stories when you interview.
Yeah, but people get freaked out by it because she can remember
everything. Yeah.
So
what do they call that? Like
having a great memory.
Photographic memory. Yeah.
Just having a great memory.
Okay.
But I think that will help her out because you see when they're practicing, part of the problem is they can't remember the steps. Well, if she can remember everything, then wouldn't that be
still? You got to be able to translate it to feet.
All right. Well, at least that's one less thing she'll remember.
It's a
positive. Oh, I'm supposed to do this
right,
here.
But I think like people that are sports guys or are singers or actresses, they have got to have done some kind of dancing in their life, or some kind of rhythm, or some kind of stuff that would make that situation a little easier than like say Geraldo,
I played sports my whole life. Have you seen me dance?
You joke around.
That's a lack of confidence.
Yeah, that's just a lack of confidence. When we first dated, I got some alcohol on
when
you.
When people tell me you suck at dancing, I don't know why I would have a lack of confidence.
No, it's...
Oh, who says that? This guy.
Okay. Anyway.
So I think she'll do all right.
Okay.
I don't think she'll be the first one eliminated.
I would agree.
All right, so we all agree. What do you think, Heather?
I agree. I don't know her very well. I don't know who she is.
So she has a great memory, but you don't.
I don't know who she is.
Next up is Amber Rose.
Who's she?
She's a video girl.
Video girl?
Like in the hip-hop videos with the girl like dancing. She used to be a video girl.
Oh.
But she got famous off of dating Kanye West. And then she dated Wiz Khalifa and had a kid with him. So she basically got famous by dating...
Famous people.
But she was just a video girl like in the
She's got dancing things, so she'll be able to do quite well then.
Would assume so.
Yes. Okay.
And then she kind of got her own fame by don't know if I can say it, but basically.
Sleeping around?
No. She did this huge walk where people get shamed for dressing provocative.
Right.
So she did like a whole like slut shaming walk, and so she also got famous off of that.
And I wonder if Max came back because Peeta's not on this season because of being pregnant.
Possibly, because I was surprised to see him even be on.
Yeah, because he said he was never going to be back on again.
Not after Meryl, so yeah. I was surprised that he came back. So maybe he came back because of Peeta wasn't going to be on it.
The steady income.
I mean,
you got to do what you got to do for your family.
That's right.
Babies are expensive.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's 32. Max is 36. So.
Huh.
So what?
I think they're going to be a good couple.
Good team. She's tall though, isn't she?
Yeah, but Max is tall. But Val's short though.
Yeah.
Max is like 6 foot something.
Yeah, and he's taller than Val, isn't he?
Yeah, because Val's shorter.
All right, so she'll go far?
You would think?
You would assume so. Max is another one who's a good teacher, but he's hard, but I don't know how well she'll handle criticism.
Yeah.
She doesn't like criticism?
I don't know. She just strikes me as that person. I don't really know her. I don't know her celebrity self that well. It's just that's how she got famous.
Well, she's smiles.
She's like the Kim Kardashian of famous.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well,
she got famous off her looks, basically.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. Next up, we have the most controversial person in Dancing with the Stars.
The
guy that killed someone in the Olympics. Oh wait, no, he just said he lied. It's Ryan Lochte, and returning is this her punishment, Cheryl Burke, for being gone for a couple of seasons?
I didn't even recognize her. Did she have plastic surgery or something? Look at her. She doesn't.
She looks the same to me.
No, she looks the same.
Oh, maybe I just.
It's that
right.
Contouring stuff. That contouring makeup like changes people's looks.
Now, Ryan Lochte. I mean, a lot of people were upset that you know he lied. He you know he made a fool of himself at the Olympics. Made a fool of the United States. A lot of people say we shouldn't be rewarding him with a chance to redeem himself right away. What do you think?
But I feel like every show has to have a controversial person in it. And this is, I feel like the past couple Dancing with the Stars is always that one person that's kind of like, should they really be on this show? But I think everyone deserves a chance to redeem themselves. And I think that most of the time Dancing with the Stars, they pick people before. It's a couple of months beforehand.
Right.
This is still fairly new. So
will there be a backlash?
Oh, you thought they picked him out probably before he even did that. Is that what you're saying?
No way they picked him this early
on. They have a morals clause probably in all their contracts. If someone is not... It does something, you know, if someone, you know, does some idiotic that they can probably, every contract on these things probably has a moral clause. So if he was picked 2 months ago and they really felt, okay, this guy doesn't deserve to be on here, I think they picked him because he will bring people there, people that will, they want people not
they
only.
They want controversy.
Yeah, they want controversy. They not only want people that like the show, they want people to watch it just to hate on him. So
That's like the Sarah Palin's daughter that was on it. Everyone hated her, but they brought her back twice.
Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol Palin.
They brought
Palin.
Her back twice.
Yeah.
There's always that person that they can't stand seeing on that show, but it makes it worth watch. It's reality TV
right.
for
the
you.
The only thing that bugs me about him, you know, he lied. Okay, I hate liars, but that's beside the point. The point was, at his age, at 33... To me, to be doing something that stupid for attention at 33 just seems bizarre.
Well, he's 32.
Okay, 32, 33, same age. By then, you know, in your 20s, you do a lot of stupid stuff. And by 26, 27, you start to realize things a little differently.
I think he did it because he overshadowed by Michael Phelps.
No, there's no way. He's been overshadowed by Michael Phelps the whole time.
He probably was drunk. He was drunk.
Okay, that's probably what played into it.
And he wanted to make himself the hero and stuff like that.
He wanted to have some... spotlight on him. He said one time in an article that if Michael Phelps wasn't in the Olympics, he would be staying where he was.
I know that, but he's been...
He would be Michael Phelps.
But Michael Phelps has been playing for how long? I mean, been swimming for how many years?
But
what is this, a sixth Olympics?
Fourth Olympics.
Fourth.
Okay, so every 4 years, a 16-year span, so he's always been in his shadow.
But he, you know, he's like, geez, if this guy wasn't here, if he just would have stayed home and...
But Michael Phelps screwed up too. Remember he got caught smoking weed?
Right.
So there's always going to be controversy because people don't realize there's cameras everywhere.
Well, and besides that, people think that athletes are perfect.
There
isn't a single person on this earth who is perfect.
Well, I said a while ago we should judge our politicians with the same way we judge our athletes.
Right.
I agree.
Anyway, he's athletic.
Oh,
he's tall.
Does he? He's gonna.
I don't know, he seems kind of dorky to me. I don't see.
But
him
is he gonna get? But is he gonna get the votes?
No.
So he's not going to get the audience votes. So there's no way this guy can win it.
The only way he can come off well if the first couple of episodes that he kind of like just... Like there was like a story introduction before they start the show. So there's only hope if he starts off his story pretty well, who might buy into
and
it.
And he's humble a little bit.
They might
if he comes across as the cocky guy he is,
then it won't then, work. Then it just depends how it starts off.
America's going to say, I've had it with you.
Right.
You're done. But you're fired.
Yeah.
Not the first time he's been. He's been like a reality TV show, like a dating show before.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like on E!
There's a great.
Isn't there a Saturday Night Live?
If you go on the YouTube and you put Ryan Lochte being interviewed by, they literally, because his answers were so bad, they start laughing. And they have to go away because they just start laughing. They're laughing at him. He's like, well, you know.
He just comes across very not intelligent.
He could be the smartest guy in the world. I don't know. But on this, because I don't know that much about it. But on this, it's hilarious because.
Well, it depends. If he was homeschooled his whole life, maybe that's why he was able to be such a great swimmer.
But there are.
I'm not saying homeschool people are stupid.
No, but there are homeschool people that are very bright.
Oh, there are. But there are some people.
Maybe he was homeschooled as an athlete who didn't actually learn anything.
No,
or
is that what you're trying to say?
But there are things.
Athletes who get pushed through without having to.
Maybe he wasn't homeschooled; he was just pushed through because he was exceptional. Because there are athletes like that.
Right.
There's a lot of athletes that are like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we saved you on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything negative. I know what you were saying.
I wasn't saying negative about home because I have my old student is a homeschool mom and she takes it extremely serious and I know her kids are very bright.
Yeah.
She doesn't mess around.
No. So. All right. So next up we have Vanilla Ice and Whitney Carson.
He's trying so hard I didn't
like the whole dance ice baby, but when you hear the song, come on, it's in your head.
That is in my head.
It's in your head.
But then you get a song. Like then he like have to pay David Bowie something because it was very similar. They've realized
it was exactly so. The first time I ever saw him, it was on Saturday Night Live, and Dennis Miller was the host of.
Well, you love Dennis Miller.
And he was the host of. He was doing the weekend update. And he basically said that he goes, and he called him out on the show. It was hilarious. But yeah, all right, the guy he does the remodeling shows.
I love the remodeling shows.
It was the Amish one.
Yeah. He did that one, and he also did the other one where he did mansions. And he buys them.
He's got a good personality. He's got a good.
I mean, it's possible he can do really well, but he's been on some favorite reality.
Look how
shows.
He danced on Ice Baby.
That was the one that he did, and then the Go Ninja, Go.
Because he did Ninja Turtle, right?
Yes.
All right. So he's had two more hit songs than you. put someone back in their place.
We'll see. I don't know.
There's some celebrities I feel like you got your time.
Yeah, let's go with somebody else. All right,
this guy's going to be my dark horse.
Okay. All right.
For whatever reason, I liked him. I like him on when he's building the house. He's positive.
I do
like
it. I do watch that.
So I'm gonna say that he could go in the top three.
All right,
I can see that.
Plus, she's a good choreographer. She's a good dancer.
She's adorable, Whitney.
She was
the one with Von Miller last year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay,
like her.
So yeah, they'll do well. Next up, speaking of, we always have great wide receivers and great NFL players. Former NFL
Megatron.
Player who yeah.
I don't know anything about him.
Megatron.
What? Megatron is?
No. Played for the Detroit Lions. He was at one time the best receiver in that. He kind of slipped off last year and he retired. Walked away from a huge contract.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised you don't know Megatron is.
Calvin Johnson's going with Lindsay Arnold.
Another great girl.
So this guy... He's 6'7", isn't he?
That's why he's called Megatron.
Okay, but she's a little tiny, little petite. Like, you put her in her pocket, she's so little.
Well, maybe he will. But I think he's athletic, so...
He's personal, too. Yeah.
Is he personal? I don't think about him.
Very humble. Very, very humble guy, yeah. Very humble guy.
So I see him doing pretty well.
I mean,
I'm
he was... At one point, he was... You know, I remember I kept saying Antonio Brown is the best right. This guy, arguably, was the best...
He's a beast.
He was the best receiver, you know, for years. And he was very humble about it. He wasn't one of those, like Calvin Johnson or Terrell Owens. Nothing against them. They're both great. But they always wanted to focus on me. He wasn't that way. He just did his job and did it well. But like I said, he walked away from – people were shocked when he said he was going to retire. They didn't believe it. They thought maybe he's just tired of being with the Lions and losing all the time. But he said, my health is more important. I've got the money, and I'm just going to move on to different things. And he stuck to it. But now he could come back next year. But – I think he can go far.
Okay, I agree with that.
Just so he doesn't have the Antonio Brown psycho smile.
I don't like Antonio Brown's smile.
It's like he was trying to hypnotize the world to vote for him. Vote for me.
But it was a nice smile.
He's got a great smile.
It was definitely creepy, but it was a nice smile.
It was a TV smile. It was like somebody that was taught.
Yeah, he's only 30 and he retired.
Oh, wow. That's young.
So.
Yeah, he's a giant.
All right, here comes one that I'm going to say right now, this is our Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry.
I don't understand how he came to Emma Slater. Emma said,
is he never going to be able to run for president? No one's going to take him ever serious. I know he's run for president before, but I'm saying he's still a young guy. How old is he?
Do you see what's going on in the election this year?
I know. You're right.
Without saying too much, I mean, just, I don't want to get political here, but Emma Slater, do they draw straws when they, she's got to be thinking.
She's gotten screwed over a couple of times.
Has she? She's gotten before.
She's had, what's the guy's name? The Cheechee Chong guy.
Oh, but he wasn't
Tommy,
too bad.
Tommy Chong?
Yeah, and then she got, who did she have last year? I want to say it was Geraldo. She got an older guy. No.
Well, Geraldo would be the older guy. No. Anyway, so Rick Perry, let's face it, outside of Texas, isn't very popular. So he's not.
Texas is a pretty big state.
It is a big state. He's going to get the votes. I'm sure our correspondent Sarah is going to be voting for Rick Perry to dance.
Oh, she's from Texas, right?
She's from Texas. Yeah. So
I wonder what Sarah will think. I'm interested to see what Sarah thinks.
Okay, but he's 66.
And yeah, he looks pretty. Oh, then he's not running for president again. He'll be like close to 70.
Well, because yeah,
over 70.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's tried twice.
He looks good for 66. I'm going to give him, not because of who he is or his political views. You're my dark horse.
You don't think?
Because I'm going to say.
Well, maybe he can dance. I don't
right.
know.
No,
she didn't have. She had the YouTube guy.
Okay,
last year.
I'm going to say that. I think he's going to do well for the 66-year-old people.
I say he's the first one off.
Okay.
Just because he's, you don't trust the older people.
I'm going to say Ryan Lockley will be the first one off.
Okay.
Or Marsha.
We're not there yet.
Oh.
We're not there yet. So what do you think, Heather? It's just because he's not gonna get the votes from
people. The politician?
Yeah. He's not gonna get the votes.
I don't know who he is. I don't stay in with politics, but I just thought it was weird they have some random guy. Like, is he really well known or?
Texas is a big state.
I know him. He's well known.
You're just now coming into your politics in the last year or so. So, but I'm saying to really know every state, even though you're a history major, I know you're a school teacher, special ed, so you don't get to do all this stuff.
What, is Texas a state?
But,
I thought it was its own country.
Your dad and I probably know a little bit more because we're older, and he's run for president. Didn't he do this time?
Yeah. Didn't do well.
No.
Didn't he do well? No.
It's a random person. I thought they were running out of people to pick, and they just chose this random guy.
Did you know that the producer of Dancing with Stars has tried every single season to get Bill Clinton? Every year she asked him. Every year he's turned down. She didn't ask him this year because of Hillary running.
You know why? Because the dancers wouldn't be safe. You know the old joke? You know, when President Clinton comes over, the fish stop swimming.
But anyway, every year...
Did you get that joke, Heather?
Yes.
Anything that moves.
Anyway. she's asked them every season, she didn't ask them this season.
I was reading something on because I was so bored this morning, Love Boat Trivia. They tried to get Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan before he was president to appear on the show, and they both said no.
I knew that because I'm reading the Ronald Reagan book.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Anyway, so Rick Perry, I say first out.
Second.
Yes, being the
second.
I'm going to say fourth.
Okay.
All
right, next up we have Maureen McCormick, who was Marsha on the Brady Bunch.
And she looks pretty damn good, too.
And Artem. Is it Artem?
Artem, yeah.
I like him. He's a nice
guy. Australian.
Australian. I say she's good.
That's Australian with that last name?
Australian.
Chugaviscavio.
He's Australian.
So we know Marsha had great rhythm from being in the Brady Six.
How old is she?
She's 60.
Really?
So,
another good-looking person at 60.
So she's. You ever watch the Brady Bunch, Heather?
I did.
Okay, so you saw her.
Keep on.
But that's not ballroom dancing.
And then she would flip, and her hair would flip on. I used to try that too when I was a teenager.
Doing it right when it's time to change.
I say she's the first one out.
First or third? I don't see her last name very long.
I think that she has all those. I just remember the Brady Bunch. She had all those dance moves. So
yeah,
there's no way.
That was like 40 years ago.
So you don't forget. It's like,
oh my god! It was like over 40 years ago. I'm 56.
69 is when the show came out.
I
think
9 years old.
69 or 70.
So you got to think about that.
Well, I'm sure she kept. They've had reunions. They had other shows. They had like the.
I'm with Heather.
They had the Brady Bunch Variety Hour. They had movies.
There's a lot of more younger people watching this show now, so not a lot of people are going to know her. So,
Brady Bunch has never been off the air.
Okay, but Do kids watch this, pretty much?
Oh, 20-somethings.
Yeah, they do. Everybody, okay. Everybody watches
the video. The only pretty much I watch is if you're watching it or the parody version. That's the only pretty much I watch.
You know what?
Watch.
That's what they should have had. They should have had the Ben Stiller's wife, I can't remember her name, who played Marsha Brady in the remakes of the movies. That's what they
She looked just like her.
They should have them on the same time.
Yeah, that would be funny.
They should have had Jan on, too.
Eve just sold her house.
For $3.5 million. Yeah. They should have Eve Plum on. Eve Plum, and then she played Jan. And she could just go, I bet she's going to have to be on one week where she goes, Marsha.
Yeah, she has to
be.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm calling now. She's already on there, even though I don't think
this
they
is the next
on.
One.
All right, next up we have, all right, I don't know who this guy is. Kenny Babyface Edmonds. That sounds
Who's
like.
Who's that, Heather?
I don't know. That's someone I do not know.
And Allison, really? Is it Hulker?
Isn't he a singer? He's a Grammy singer.
He's won 11 Grammys.
You don't know his singing?
But isn't Babyface, that's what criminals used to call themselves in the 30s and 40s, isn't it?
Did they?
Babyface Nelson.
I say he's going to be probably top five, too. He's got singing, he's then dancing, he's going to be the top
five. Yeah, he's an R&B player.
Well, she was off last season because she was pregnant with her first son.
This is like, he used to sing like in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, he's really, yeah.
Well, he's 57.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Really? 57? So, I'm going to say he's going to be top five.
Well, he is a singer, so okay. All
right.
What do you think, Heather? We really don't know him either.
I don't know enough to.
Okay,
it's
that's
too,
why
you
didn't
too
know.
Too soon. Too
okay.
soon.
Okay, so this next one is Jake T. Austin and Jenna Johnson. He's So You Think You Can Dance alum? So he's a member of Dancing with the.
That's
Johnson. I'm sorry. Austin is a former Wizard of Waverly Place.
Disney Channel show.
Okay, never heard of him.
The Disney Channel show.
So you've heard of him.
Yes, I know who he is.
Jake T. Austin. How's Jake T. Austin going to do? Jake T. Austin.
I don't know.
It's
those Disney kids always do quite well.
Yeah, because I feel like all Disney and Nickelodeon people, when they scout for kids to have on TV shows, they have to be singers and dancers.
Well,
or,
did you hear what they do to those people? Those kids, they lock them in a room for a year.
That's horrible.
And only give them food if they dance and sing properly.
That's horrible.
If not,
I'm such a liar.
If not, they have to go on one of the rides full of food until they get sick.
You're the best.
Next.
No, I think that's what happened. So, yes, no, he's going to go?
I don't know anything about him.
I think he can go pretty far, decently far, at least a 6 week. That's what they cut off.
All right, next up we have James Hitchcliffe and Sharna Burgess.
Think Sharna's a beautiful girl.
He's a race car driver.
He's not going to do well. He'll get votes because he's popular, right?
I do not know NASCAR very well. The NASCAR, or is it something else?
No, he's an Indy.
IndyCar
driver told People in May after a crash nearly killed him, even after going through something like that last year, I never had any hesitation about wanting to get into a car.
So that's a good story.
I think he's got courage. I think he's...
Yeah, they're going to do that. Courage.
He's only 29. Yeah. He could shock you.
Yeah.
So he definitely won't be one of the first people voting.
No, I would agree with you.
He'll definitely get at least halfway through, maybe more. Good story.
Next up we have Tara Jolie and Sasha Farber. She is on The Little Women. LA star has definition of being the first person to compete. That has a distinction of being the first little person to compete on Dancing with the Stars.
Is he a smaller guy?
Sasha, yeah, he's short.
Is he
shorter?
Yeah,
short side.
That's gonna be interesting because that to me, I'm sure what you know. I think you know when skating, when you're looking for ice dancers, you when you're pairing them up. I know a lot of things. I heard from one of the coaches is that they're concerned that you know. The girl might be growing more than the boy, and sometimes as boys do, they don't grow at the same time as girls do.
Right.
Girls then peak, you know, right at their teenage, 14, 15, and the guys just kind of stay there, and you're really hoping that that's not their peak, and they'll grow. So I think different heights are difficult to dance, in my opinion. So I think this is going to be really cool and interesting. Good for her. I think it's awesome.
So, but I only saw one ever. You watched one of them.
Yeah, I did.
And she plays the mean girl, right?
Yeah.
She's the stirs the pot person.
Yes.
All right, so.
I don't know. I think it's hard to say. I've never seen it, so it's kind of interesting.
It's so hard reality TV to really tell that's actually the person or that's just like. I don't know.
Or the character they're playing.
I don't like those wives TV shows. It makes you look so bad as a woman in Wives. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, and we have next up Jana Kramer, country singer, with Caleb. Yeah, Caleb.
He's Russian.
Is it Caleb?
Yeah.
Okay. So
she used to be on One Tree Hill.
She's on One Tree Hill. Then I got her going all the way. She's winning at it. Cause if
was one, she one of your favorite characters on One Tree Hill?
No.
Oh. Was she the evil person?
No, she was a nice person. Oh. But yeah, she's a big country star now.
Really?
So big country star.
She's got some dancing.
So she's got probably has some.
I think they got a great cast. I think they got a lot of different people.
Different variety.
Yeah. And it's going to be so there isn't one person that stands out. Like every year I watch it because I like someone that's on the show. I want to root for the celebrities with my quotation marks.
Yeah.
This is the first time I think I'm watching it. There isn't anybody that I'm excited to see.
I feel like now it's funny that most of these dancers have become more of a celebrity than the celebrity,
yes,
celebrity themselves.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, I mean, Max and Val, they're like huge names,
right,
now.
And then,
even
know,
Derek Huff.
Yeah,
like
Derek.
He's won,
yeah,
Academy Awards. And like,
yeah,
they're getting to the point where they're,
well, don't
more
you think
famous.
The problem is this is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yes.
When you watch this show, if you've never watched the show, when you watch the behind the scenes stuff, it's not just going out there and just going, okay, I'm gonna dance, and
right,
you it's a lot of work. I mean, people lose a lot of weight.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna go on national,
right,
TV and make a fool of yourself.
And the dancers look, they, you know, even though they're with someone, they want to look like they can still coach. And,
right. Well, they don't.
And their choreography, and they don't know where they're gonna go.
Always,
who's always watching?
They always say like they don't have a life during that time. It's when they get that person. That's their person. They're basically married for the 3 months they're working together, and they usually work out and train like almost a month prior before the show even starts,
right,
so they can get some kind of basic skills,
right,
established.
Right.
If not, like, feel like a hot mess. They,
yeah,
do put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, and it's a reputation. They don't want
to
look bad. Even
so
the dancer can't dance.
Odds of getting a Tom Hanks is probably, yeah, pretty slim because, number one, Tom Hanks doesn't need the money.
No.
And he's busy.
Right. And I think all these stars.
Unless, of course, something happens to someone on Dancing with the Stars and they need someone to play that part, then Tom Hanks is your man, right? Is,
right,
that the joke that's going around, Heather?
I think, yeah, so, yeah.
That he's playing Sully or...
He's playing
everybody. But you're in that... I mean, listen, there's movies, there's TV shows, there's Broadway shows, there's theater, there's all kinds of things that need choreography. And these guys, you know, once you get yourself out there, I would think, you know, it's all who you know, what you know. It's not really... I mean, it's who you know, not what you know. And I think you make a name for yourself, and that's how some of those dancers... There are more like celebrities now than the actual celebrities on,
yeah,
it because they've made a great
and
name.
Plus, it's
themselves.
A pop. It's a popular show on
it's
ABC.
Very popular show,
yeah. And they've done quite well. A lot of them have their own dancing studios,
yeah,
where they train. And,
yeah.
I mean, now they it's
I mean,
skyrocketing,
yeah,
for them.
And you think about how much.
So I think Whitney and Lindsay are now doing like their own little Dance with the Stars show.
Really?
Yeah, because of how well Max and Val did.
Makes sense because they're good friends, so it makes,
yeah,
sense that they would do that. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it just because I like. You know, I hear Heather's opinion. We always, you know, now we're not together. We talk to him on the phone about it. So,
yeah.
So far away.
So we got this.
I still think one time, though, we should call your mom and tell her who got voted off because she's on the West Coast. Because,
yes,
she did, when she's out here, she does that to her friends on the East Coast.
Yes, she does.
Or the West.
No,
she,
no,
when
she's on
here,
the East Coast.
She goes, can you believe they voted someone? I go, does she know they haven't seen it yet? But, you know.
Anyway.
That whole time change thing, it's new. You know.
I don't like talk to her about Dance with Stars, so she goes on and on and on about...
No, she's not. She doesn't make it fun.
No, and then she goes on and on and on about the men. And, you know, like, I'm sure my daughter the same way. No daughter wants to hear their mother talk about sex and what the guy, will, you know, what he does for,
right, her. Especially when your mother's in her, like, her 90s or,
yeah,
80s.
Yeah, she's in her 80s and wears a diaper. So, you know...
I don't,
well,
know.
That was good information.
Well,
on that note.
Well, we watched it with her here, and I was trying to make fun of it, have fun with it. She was yelling at me. That was.
You're taking it too serious.
No, she was taking
it
too
serious.
I thought it was like trying to explain to her, and she was like, no, they should know how to do it. I'm like, but they just, they don't.
Yeah,
she
was a dancer.
Dancers.
She was a professional dancer. She taught dance. She was a phenomenal dancer, believe it or not. And
now
so,
she's a professional dancer with a diaper.
Yes. And so I think that's a lot of the reasons why she gets away. I mean, she, you know, she did it for 16 years. She wanted to be a Broadway dancer. That's how I became an ice skater. Don't understand the combination.
So she wanted to be a Broadway performer, and you became an ice skater.
Because she said dancing was a hard life, and she didn't think I could make it. So that's why she put me in ice skating. I don't know the
which
analogy.
Which is probably harder than, or
everything,
as hard as dancing.
Yeah, everything I did, it was opposite what she did, and I think it was more of a competition. Like, she played... Piano was a phenomenal piano player. I played accordion.
Yeah, accordion.
She was a phenomenal dancer. I was an ice skater. So, anyway, this is how it all plays out. What's the matter?
Yes.
What?
So.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, so we shall see. If you have any thoughts on this, you can give us a call at 385-309-0311. Calling time. Heather, that number is? You weren't listening, were you?
He does that to me all the time.
I'm not good at numbers. I don't remember
385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Or we'll take your, we'll have a thread on the Facebook page, Jane Jack Facebook page. We'll just take comments off that if you like. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
No. Look forward to hearing everybody's input.
Now, we'll probably record on Wednesday's afternoon because they're going. We were going to do Tuesdays, but since they do the
extra day.
Tuesday. Thanks for helping me out, guys. I was yawning, but no one helped me out. I'm like, talk. Anyway, so.
Well, you are the master. We don't want to step on your tails.
Well, when I'm pointing to the mics, talk, because
you
I'm yawning.
Pointing to the mics.
Just finish the show.
Anyway, I'd like to thank three special patrons right now. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richner Gleffler, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do. And that's it. That's all we got. And again, I apologize for the sound if it's bad because I've really been working
on
it.
You're learning. You're trying to learn everything.
I'm trying to get this mixer down pat. And it kind of sounds like we're in a wind tunnel, I guess. But
a learning curve.
We're doing what we can. So anyway, that's it. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Farewell.